Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Ramblings, podcast 443. This time I have quite a bit to say about Fatekeeper Early Access. About half of it will be a review of what I played, and the other half will be talking about how I'm under-specced and what the results of that were trying to play. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. You can describe Fatekeeper as a Scrolls-like game. It is first person, and you are going through and killing some guys and exploring some ruins in the early access game. I don't know what your goal will be in the full game, but it is slower than most Scrolls-like. Your character is kind of a tank, and so he moves pretty slowly. I do not think you can change that. I think it's only one character choice. It may be a bit too slow for my taste, but I think things will feel a lot more visceral, and that will feel quite a bit more natural once a lot more sounds get added. Right now there are very few sounds, and in some cases sounds will be completely missing. I got into maybe half a dozen fights, and several of those fights seem to boil down to just Dark Messiah style kicking. Just either kick the guys off a cliff or kick them into a hazard, or you charge in full speed into them and kill them as fast as you can and use cover where you can to block any incoming or ranged attacks. And while you are pretty much just fighting goblins, at least in the part I played, I didn't get all the way through, they seemed kind of super dumb, and so combat overall seemed to just boil down to eliminate as many guys as quickly as you could, even if that meant, you know, like I said, kicking them off a cliff instead of actually fighting them, you know, melee style or using your spells at range. It is also, I guess, a combination of old school arcade games / console games and Souls-like games in that you can only save at campfires. So if you die, that means you instantly revert to your last save point, which can be quite a ways away. I suppose once you sort of memorize an area, you'll get through it faster and faster and faster. But this is one aspect I really didn't like because I spent, I think the last section of my game when I was playing was about 15 minutes to get through the fights and look around and try and find out where I was supposed to go before I would die. So anytime I would die, that would mean I would go back to the camp and I'd have to restart and do another, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, even if I kind of rushed it. And sure, that would go faster, but figuring out where all the bad guys are and where all the loot is in an area, just in case I die, or repeatedly picking stuff up again and again and again if you do die, just really did not appeal to me. I think in my final area, I died about 6 times, and then I was like, okay, this is enough. This is not something I'm interested in repeatedly doing, especially if this is an easier section of the game. You know, I would hate to think if there was a longer period between saves, what that would be like. Also, in addition to it being kind of frustrating for me, it feels like it's intentionally just padding out playtime. Like they're setting it up sort of like a football play where there's this guy here, this guy here, this guy here. Hike from your campfire spot and then you have to go and try and execute your play like you planned. And if you fail, well, you gotta make a new play and hike, try again. It just felt like it was intentionally dragging things out, especially if you could get used to it and then speedrun it. I'm sure speedrunners would go through it way faster than normal playthrough intends. And that probably also means that since they're spawning exactly the same place in exactly the same way, and they only change their patterns based on if you change your pattern, it would probably not be very replayable because you're probably going to do the same kind of patterns each time. Potion and Weapon coatings is pretty interesting, though. You get 3 ingredients to mix up a thing, and you can do whatever you want, pretty much, with the ingredients you have. So that seemed pretty flexible and interesting. I did like that system. The perk system also looked pretty deep. There were a ton of passive talents that you could buy into, so I expect that there will be a lot of levels and a lot of play once the final game comes out. I did hear some streamers say they were expecting it to take about 1.5 years to finish, and at that time there would probably be about 15 hours of playtime, which does seem really short, especially for the number of perks they have in the passive tree. But it does seem like, because of all the number of perks, you will be able to make a build that suits your playstyle. Though for some reason you are limited to starting in one branch, and then you have to sort of put in a certain number of points, and that allows you to go to a certain radius out, which would allow you to come back to a different area. So that is kind of cool. You do kind of have an option to be like, okay, I'm going to start here, and then when I get to this area, I'm going to pan over here. So like with my recent build, I was thinking if I were to restart again, I might start in the more tanky tree, build up some health, and then pan over, and from there go into weapon damage. So that did seem kind of cool. But it did mean that fully splitting into different areas, like, oh, I'm going to take some from the tanking area this time, and then I'm going to take some from the weapon area this time, and then I'm going to take some from the crafting area, is going to be really difficult because it sort of branches out each one in a different direction. So you can kind of easily pan over from one to the second one, but if you're going to bounce 2 or 3 sections over, that's going to get really expensive in terms of points invested, because you have to follow pretty much a straight line or, you know, branch off and split 2 different directions. It is sort of like Path of Exile in a way, but also more difficult than Path of Exile because the branching is kind of more limited. Note that even though you have a lot of perk choices and a lot of ways you can play in that regard, it seems like the character always wants to keep his left hand free for casting spells, so some things won't work. Like, I found no way to dual wield, though you can use a 2-handed weapon because he'll just let go with his left hand and then cast and then go back 2-handing. But that also means that you can't use, theoretically, a bow or shield either, because those require you always having your left hand. So that seems pretty limiting in that he's both kind of a slow, tanky character and that he can only use 1-handed weapon in his right hand or, you know, a larger 2-handed weapon. Overall, I would recommend it if you are looking something that is very high definition visually, a really nice experience in terms of immersion, but it is slower than most Scrolls-like games, so that kind of feels like it's dragging in some ways. So if that sounds like a Scrolls-like kind of game that you would be interested in, go for it. Otherwise, I would say wait and see, maybe watch some people play it on YouTube and see if it's really for you, because it is quite different. And now for the issues that came up due to my system being under-specced. It was probably running a bit slower than it should be, even though it already looks really slow when I watch playthroughs online. It did also have some issues that completely tanked the frame rate. I don't know why, but when I first entered one area and there were 3 or 4 guys running around, it felt like it dropped to around maybe 3 frames a second for a little bit, which was not great. That did only happen one time, though, so that might have just been a rare, unoptimized area, or just because it was trying to render, you know, too much, as well as having the bad guys running around at the time. Lowering resolution didn't really help. It did speed up the game a teeny tiny bit, but in terms of textures, I am absolutely hitting a limit with only having 6 GB of RAM. There was one area that was completely blue, and then a later area was sort of a light tan color. And this was just like 95% of the screen, and it was just the same color everywhere. So I could still see details in that, oh, that's supposed to be a barrel, that's supposed to be a table, but it was all the same color. So that just was not great. I previously ran into a similar issue in Doom the Dark Ages, where a few times there were sort of area textures that didn't load, and it would never load character eyes right for some reason. I don't know why. That seems really crazy to me. But the game overall ran really fast and smooth, so I didn't have any real problems enjoying the time I did play with it, and I did get all the way through. And then in Indiana Jones, I did have a really good time with what I could play, but I basically could only play the tutorial area. I think it was about 2 hours in that I got to Rome, and then once I got to Rome, it just refused to load Rome at all. No matter what I did, it would just crash every single time. So my laptop is hitting some restrictions with only having 6 gig of video memory. Hopefully that won't become too much of an issue in the future, because I really have no idea when I'd be able to upgrade it. So if you are on an older system like me, I would recommend against getting it. But I think around NVIDIA Series 3, everything started having 8 gig or more for desktops. So desktops shouldn't have any issue with it. But if you're running on a 3 series card, you might want to double check your video RAM. And like I said, 6 gig obviously is not enough. 8 gig would be the minimum required. And I would say you might even want to have more than that if you're running higher than 1920 by 1080, because it seems like it is taking a ton of resources. Hopefully my system can continue in general, and texture requirements don't get any worse with games. But I guess because of this, I was reminded that I should maybe check more system requirements before I buy anything that looks overly fancy, because I might not be able to run it. And that's it for this week's podcast. Hopefully dads will have a good dad's day. And if you're going to go see or hang out with your dad, hopefully you will have a good dad's day too. My dad and I do not get along, so I'll send him an e-card, but that's pretty much about it. One last note, though I know pretty much nobody cares. I did finally upgrade my system recommendation page and my PC page. Not a lot changed, mostly just the prices, which is why I guess I've let it go for, I guess, about 8 months, because I was kind of waiting for the RAM crisis to stop and prices to settle back down, but I guess industry people are saying it could last until 2028, possibly even more. So I guess it was time to give up waiting for prices to get better and just accept they are what they are, and I'll probably go back to updating about every 4 months. Based on whatever the price is at that time, and try and, you know, recommend the best things for a reasonable price. I don't expect anybody has checked those pages for recommendations, but there it is. I know it gets like one or two hits every few months, so somebody is looking at it. So if you are that somebody, there you go. I don't know what I'll talk about next time. Witchfire is getting a big update, so that would be cool and fun to peek at. I will probably mostly still wait for release on that one, because it is a roguelike, so I don't want to see all of the random surprise things, you know, before 1.0 comes out. Other than that, I don't know what I might talk about, but hopefully I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2026.